The top US commander in Iraq has recommended suspending American troop withdrawals because of the dangers of pulling too many forces out too quickly. General David Petraeus has begun 2 days of testimony on Capitol Hill about the future of the American strategy in Iraq. He says there's been significant security progress, but it's fragile, and he's recommended halting troop withdrawals in the middle of the year to protect those gains. Washington correspondent Kim Landers reports.
David Petraeus is a four-star general who's in charge of the Iraq War, now in its sixth year. And as he appeared before a Senate committee on Capitol Hill today, anti-war protesters, some with red paint on their hands, disrupted the hearing.
Bring them home!
If you could bring the gentleman
home!
General Petraeus has given a sober assessment of the Iraq War.
There has been significant but uneven security progress in Iraq. Nonetheless, the situation in certain areas is still unsatisfactory and innumerable challenges remain. The progress made since last spring is fragile and reversible.
By July this year, the 30,000 extra troops ordered into Iraq by President George W. Bush will have been pulled out. General Petraeus has recommended that there should then be a pause in withdrawals to allow a 45-day period of what he calls consolidation and evaluation.
This approach does not allow establishment of a set withdrawal timetable. However, it does provide the flexibility those of us on the ground need to preserve the still fragile security gains our troopers have fought so hard and sacrificed so much to achieve.
But he won't say when troop withdrawals could resume or even how many American forces will be in Iraq by the time a new president is elected in November. It's a stance that has clearly frustrated Democratic Senator Carl Levin.
An announcement of an open-ended pause in troop reductions starting in July would simply send the wrong message to the Iraqi leaders.
Meanwhile, the U.S. ambassador to Iraq, Ryan Crocker, has been trying to soothe concerns about any long-term agreement to leave American troops there.
The agreement will not establish permanent bases in Iraq, and we anticipate that it will expressly forswear them. The agreement will not specify troop levels, and it will not tie the hands of the next administration.
Ambassador Crocker and General Petraeus have also been facing the three senators who are in the running to be the next president. Republican nominee John McCain and Democratic contender Hillary Clinton have offered starkly different perspectives on a war that one of them may inherit.
We're no longer staring into the abyss of defeat, and we can now look ahead to the genuine prospect of success.
It could be fair to say that It might well be irresponsible to continue the policy that has not produced the results that have been promised time and time again.
President George W. Bush is expected to back the halt to the troop withdrawals when he makes a speech about Iraq later this week. This is Kim Landers in Washington for AM.